Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 14th. I'm Natalie Zane. 15 million people tuned in to the first Democratic debate last night. Hot Seat host Max Shortz was at the debate in Las Vegas. I asked him about what the atmosphere was like.
It was a great experience. It was a lot of fun. And it was great to be able to actually have a debate about issues. Whereas in the Republican debate, it was bickering about Donald Trump, religion, Second Amendment rights, which Obama hasn't touched. So there was a stark contrast in subject matter.
What was some of the highlights that you noticed from last night?
Well, obviously, the line of the night was Bernie Sanders saying people don't care about Hillary Clinton's emails. So that was in there. You had Bernie Sanders give specifics on his college plan, which is a good start in terms of giving specifics because it proves he's not spewing out a liberal wish list. Another thing was Lincoln Chafee, who basically admitted that he didn't know what he was voting on when he was voting on a financial regulation.
So I was wondering, who did you think came out on top?
I'm sort of mixed in this. I think that it's a toss-up between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders won in some areas, such as the college, I think, and in terms of his economic and Wall Street policies, because of specifics and because of his particular views, I think those have a greater reflection of where the party is standing, whereas Hillary is more, I wouldn't say more moderate, but less liberal and less expansive, which I don't know if necessarily the party is in favor of her views. At the same time, I think Hillary Clinton did well in that she was able to go into specifics where Sanders couldn't.
That was Max Shortz with Annenberg Media. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders will be in Hollywood today for a 5 p.m. fundraiser at the Avalon. Sanders is expected to speak about income and wealth inequality, as well as his proposals on campaign finance and the cost of college. The suggested minimum donation is $25 for admission. Tune in at 4 p.m. for more on Sanders' visit to Los Angeles. The Peace Corps is announcing today that it received its highest number of applications in 40 years. The director said that this year, about 23,000 people hoped to join the organization, a 32% increase since last year. The accomplishment will be announced today at the University of Michigan. A 3.6 magnitude earthquake struck Big Bear this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reported that the quake's epicenter was 6 miles southwest of the city and 6 miles deep. No building damage or injuries have been reported. We may see some rain in SoCal later this week, but California is still in its fourth year of historic drought conditions. Abby Steller brings us more on the Los Angeles City Council's idea to track down water wasters.
If you're using more than your fair share of water, the city is looking for a way to get you to cut back. Most Angelenos are conserving water. LA even cut water usage in August 17% compared to 2013 numbers. But there are some who hog it. Last week, the LA Times published an article revealing one Bel Air resident uses 1,300 gallons of water per day. In response, the Los Angeles City Council is meeting today to discuss imposing water fines and potentially shutting off water to lessen usage. If approved, Councilman Paul Koritz's motion would instruct the Department of Water and Power to come up with a plan within 30 days to discourage overindulgent water use. Abby Steller, Annenberg Radio News.
Drone operators in Los Angeles now risk criminal charges for noncompliance with federal laws. Today, the LA City Council approved a measure unanimously to make it a misdemeanor to break rules set by the FAA. They say this measure will prevent drones from interfering with public safety aircraft, like firefighting helicopters. The LA regulation makes it illegal to fly drones within 5 miles of an airport, higher than 400 feet, or during the night. Local law enforcement can now prosecute drone operators who violate these rules. Los Angeles Lakers and Clippers forward Lamar Odom is still in critical condition today after he was found unresponsive in a Nevada brothel. Although there weren't any reports of illegal drugs near Odom, the basketball star had been taking a herbal Viagra substitute. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Natalie Zane. Thank you.